it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on.
It's getting hot.
You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning.
But I know what you mean.
But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
Welcome back.
It's business. It's business time.
You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. My very special guest, Roxy Lopez, joins me, and we also have now a caller, 318 area code. What's your first name and state you're calling from?
Hey, I win the prize. This is Chris from Louisiana. I spoke to my friend Roxy last week for the first time.
Welcome to the show, man. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple of comments. First, I find it interesting that, so Vinny, you're a musician, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a singer, and I kind of make my own instruments. Like, I made up the hand moniker the other day. Listen to this. So on and so forth.
Stay away from that skin flute, though, right?
Yeah.
My comment is, I find it interesting that there's so many in the Truth movement that are musicians. The two of you, you know, I can go down the line. You already know who they are, but I guess it's because we are right-brained folks. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know. I heard it.
I don't know.
I heard in theory that there's no such thing as left brain, right brain. I mean, they did a test on some rats in a maze, and the rats found their way through the maze. Then they cut off a bit of the brain. Rats still found his way through the maze. Cut off a bit more of the brain. Still found his way through. So we don't know what part of the brain does what. I think that it's more like the cloud. You know how those Apple products, you know, you change your calendar on your iPhone and it changes on your iMac at home kind of thing or at work? I think it's like that. I think it's a lot of people in the Truth Movement are capable of downloading that that creativity, that information, and getting in tune with it.
Well, like you say, the more that you learn or talk to people, the more you realize you don't know. Except when we do know something's wrong. That's why you guys are doing what you're doing. My other comment is, speaking of they, the first thing that comes to mind is David Icke likes to talk about the reptilian thing, which I don't really know anything about. I've heard him talk, of course, but when I start to think about it, it's like, you know, maybe he's onto something, because these people, whoever they are that control the machines of the world, don't seem to think like the rest of us as far as compassion, you know, humanity. I mean, or maybe they really are something other than human, or they're coming from another part of the brain that is strictly reptilian, like he says. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I just interviewed David yesterday, and we spoke about this very thing. Now, a lot of ancient cultures all have similar stories. Some are talking about reptiles. Some are talking about sky people. Some are talking about entities that possess demons, etc. And what he's saying is simply what a lot of ancient cultures and I think the Gnostics, I think he was referring to, talked about archons. Archons are non-physical beings that are capable of possessing other beings, and they have no creativity, they have no compassion, and they're envious. And the reptilian thing is about sort of the mindset, as well as, in some cases throughout history, sort of literal referencing of this. But if you talk about the reptilian brain, you ever been in a conversation with somebody who they get you really angry, and you fire back something at them instantly without thinking about it, that's kind of cruel, mean, callous, and you know for a fact that if you'd stopped, taken three deep breaths, waited 10 seconds, then responded, your response would have been different. That's a reptilian brain response. Okay, that's the lower cortex, your fight or flight mechanism. And when you talk about psychopath, when they do brain scans on them, that is the only part of the brain that actually gets stimulated when you see other things around them. Like we would have the whole brain lighting up with these oranges and greens and blues and yellows, whereas the psychopath brain would not react to any of those emotional stimuli whatsoever. And that's what the mindset is really about, a predator brain, essentially. With no empathy, no creativity, and utter envy and hatred for all freedom, life, and everything that makes us human, and intensely jealous of the gifts we've been given that it has been denied. Very, very much in line with the same principles that the Christians called the devil or Satan or Lucifer.
All right. Very well said. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time because I want to hear what you two have to say. So thank you again and have a good weekend.
Thanks for your call, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
All right. All right, Roxy, final question. I normally give my guests here while we've still got time. I think we've only got maybe less than 5 minutes. But, it's about self-censorship. How we all kind of, especially on radio or if we're being interviewed on video or something, there will be some times where we'll censor ourselves to a degree for fear that maybe the host might judge us or the audience might not comprehend us or something. Some of the crazy stuff, something that offers some real deep personal insight about the person who we really are that we kind of are uncomfortable with sharing to a degree. I like to offer this this space as the opportunity for somebody like yourself, who very rarely censors themselves, to come and bring out those real, real juicy nuggets.
What are you asking?
Anything that can really spring to mind.
Are you talking about me personally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Something that is personal that I have no idea. I'm pretty much an open book. I'm very public, so I don't know anything that I could say that would be in line with that question. I do have my privacy, and things that are private are just that, they're private. And I definitely discern the difference between going public with something and then privacy, whether it be something that happens under my own roof with my family or a good friend or whatever. So, I really, what's in the public is what's in the public. And I don't know. Do you know something about me that I don't know? Go ahead.
Well, as I mentioned before the show, I do no research on my guests before interviewing because it kind of, on the one hand, who better to explain the guests than the guests themselves?
Sure.
And on the other hand, if I think I know something about the guests in the first place, it prejudices what questions, thoughts, and things I might want to take in a different direction.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't have, like I said, I'm pretty discerning about what goes into the public for what I stand for and my belief systems or what have you. I'm very forthright with that. And there are no secrets when it comes to that. And then the stuff that's private remains private for good reasons. And I keep it like that. So there's, if somebody had a question, I don't know. I mean, it could be anything. But I really don't know what to say. Nothing comes to my mind, actually.
Yeah. Well, in that case, we go to the secondary and you ask somebody to say, well, if that's the case, if you've already become an open book, how can you advise somebody who's currently closed off to open it in the first place? Well, did you open it in a similar way, or had you already been open?
I think that there are many different ways for somebody to become that. And I think when one is comfortable with themselves, they have more freedom to express themselves and their own authenticity. I think authenticity is beautiful. I really look up to people who are really themselves. And all my life, it's very attractive when somebody is just who they are. And it's authentic. authentic and it energetically is uplifting. And I think we'd all strive to be that. And I think it's a natural process. And I think that it's a safety thing. I think that people who don't open themselves up or expose themselves to the world are afraid. They're afraid they're going to get laughed at, or they're going to afraid they're going to get ridiculed, or they're not good enough. This all goes back to very low self-esteem in my you know what I'm saying? So in order to assist anybody, I don't think it's about the secret or exposure. I think it's more about creating that bubble of respect.
You know what? I think that that basically is the key of it. I mean, when you talk about, say, a magic circle or a circle of protection or something like that, like you would see in a fantasy movie or whatever, that's actually what respect, dignity, and I think the willingness to be who you are and simply do the right thing no matter how much wrong is going on around you. That is what magic is.
I think you're right. It's a beautiful thing. Vinny, thank you for having me on the show. I really had a good time with you today.
Yeah. And, yeah, Roxy, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're freaking magic.
Ah, aren't you the bomb? Ah, kisses and hugs to you, my friend. I salute you. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. You're awesome. You're great. You're great, Hank, for the last couple of hours. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. And kisses and hugs on to everybody else, and including the caller who's just called in at the last minute. I don't know, Roxy, maybe when you go live in the next few minutes, I'll give that anonymous caller a little something to talk about. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. I'm moving house now, so for those of you who want to join the social chat, I probably won't be part of it. We'll see you again next week, ladies and gentlemen, after Labor Day, of course, because we're taking Monday off.